Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. His preaching today is entitled, Our Prayer is Not Just About Us.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and the Lord will say, here I am. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. The word of the Lord. I have to admit that this is one of my favorite passages in all of the scriptures. I am so very fond of Isaiah in so many passages, but this passage itself has been the basis of several of my compositions titled I Am Here, as we hear in the reading. The passage is so powerful, and we need it so badly today, for it tells us right off the bat, share your bread, shelter the oppressed, clothe the naked, do not turn your back on your own. And then it repeats it again toward the end of the reading. Remove oppression, false accusation, malicious speech. Give to those in need, and then your light shall shine. It's very much connected to the gospel that we're going to hear for this Sunday from Matthew, because the gospel is going to talk about the salt of the earth and about the light of the world, and eventually teach that the need for us to be light of the world is not so that people pay attention to us, but so that people pay attention to God because of us, that the light that shines forth from us will turn people toward God, wanting to know what it is that we believe, so that they too can share in that faith. It's this first reading from the prophet Isaiah that sort of gives the foundation for Matthew's gospel. It's this first reading that tells us to care for one another. But there's a backstory to this first reading, and I think the backstory is just as important and really helpful to our understanding the full impact of what Isaiah is trying to say. The backstory starts with verse 3 of chapter 58. And it's the Israelite people grumbling against God. We all know how often they grumbled. And they're grumbling because they're saying, why do we fast and you do not see it? Why do we afflict ourselves and you take no notice of it? They were always grumbling about that, but just in that one verse, we hear that they're grumbling because they're not getting what they want in their prayer. They are not getting what they prayed for. And Isaiah, speaking in the name of the Lord, says, is this the kind of fast you think I want? That you fast and then you drive all your laborers? You fast and you end up in quarreling and fighting? Do you think that that's what I want, that a person cover himself or herself in sackcloth and ashes? No, this rather is the fasting that I want. And then he goes on to say exactly what you heard. Share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. That is the fasting that God wants from us, not a fasting of denial and a fasting of sacrifice, but a fasting of action, action in love and in care. Isaiah is trying to teach us what true fasting is all about, and we will hear this reading on the Friday after Ash Wednesday in just a few weeks, that true fasting is not just denying ourselves, but if we do deny ourselves, doing so as to heighten our sensitivity to those who have nothing, or so much less than we have. All of a sudden, what I'm realizing from this Isaiah passage today about sharing our bread with the hungry and all of that, everything that we know by heart, I'm realizing that what Isaiah is saying is that is prayer at its best. That is the height of the meaning of prayer, that it is not just about us. Our prayer is not just about us. We are included, of course. We are always included, and God hears the cry of the poor. God hears us at our most destitute and our saddest beings. God hears us. We are included. But we should not stop our prayer with us. God knows what we need before we know what we need. So we're challenged to not obsess with just what we're asking for, just what we're looking for. We're challenged to not get stuck in what we're asking for or what we're looking for. But instead, we're challenged to move toward what the gospel says. You are the light of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. You are meant to shine so that your light will be seen by so many, and they will give glory to God. Our prayer is not just about us. And the reading that we hear today from 58 Isaiah on the fifth Sunday of Ordinary Time tries to broaden our understanding of prayer, tries to help us not be selfish when we pray, thinking that it is, in fact, just about us. God knows what we need before we do. Isaiah 58 says, trust in that. Trust that. And then let your light shine for the world to see.